Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good Friday morning, Drew.
Good day to you, sir. It looks like it's going to be a lousy weekend in some respects, but the best news is what's on the horizon for next week. We are going to see several days of much improved field working opportunity across the Midwest. Not that things have been all that bad here in the last day or two. We've certainly had some fine weather. It's kind of nippy out there this morning. Temperatures got down below freezing from Ohio back to eastern portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of Michigan. The cold did bring some frost and freezes to quite a few areas that were developing some wheat, but the crop is not far enough along to be seriously hurt. A little vegetative burning probably took place, but that's going to be the extent of the impact. And fortunately, we aren't that far along in our corn planting, and so the crop is not up in a significant manner, wasn't impacted by the cold. But as we go forward through this next several-day period, we'll see improving temperatures, not necessarily getting above average for a while, at least not east of the Mississippi River. Some of the areas in the western Corn Belt will likely see the temperatures rising up rather significantly in the latter part of next week as a ridge of high pressure builds into the Great Plains. That will send temperatures into the 70s and maybe over 80 degrees in parts of the western Corn Belt, with Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri seeing those warmer temperatures. The eastern Midwest, though, will be encountering another cool front coming in from the north during the early to middle part of next week, and that will likely bring a little reinforcing shot of milder air to the region. Now, we do still have this rain event knocking on our door here this morning. There will be some rain that will evolve in the western Corn Belt. It's expected to produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5/10 of an inch during the course of the day today. As we get to the evening, the event is likely to become a little bit more organized, and a little bit more significant rain will begin to evolve. So Saturday will be a bit of a wet day across much of the Midwest, from Iowa and Missouri into Michigan and Ohio and Kentucky. It'll be a relatively fast-moving event, but the fieldwork will be put on hold. Rain totals with the event could run from 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch, be some localized amounts up to an inch to an inch and a half. One or two counties out there could get something a little bit greater than that, but I think that will occur in a band from parts of northern central Illinois into central Indiana. The storm system will exit very quickly. The western Corn Belt should be dry on Saturday going into Sunday, and the eastern Corn Belt will begin to dry out mostly on Sunday. And then we'll likely stretch the number of dry days out quite a bit. The western Corn Belt probably won't run into a good chance for rain again until at least the 2nd or 3rd of May. And the eastern Corn Belt will have that one little frontal boundary that will bring some cooler air into the region. And as it does, it will bring a chance for some showers across the region. Most likely that will occur in the second half of next week. I would say probably Wednesday or Thursday we'll have a chance for a few showers. They will not be very significant. Any disruption to fieldwork is expected to be quite brief, and the impact of rain is not going to cause any long-term interruption to farming activity. The temperatures, though, will be kept a little bit milder on the east side of the Mississippi River throughout the eastern Corn Belt as we go through the majority of next week. We'll see the temperatures rebounding back to a more normal range. But it will be kind of cool out there today with some 50s and lower 60s expected. We'll see temperatures warm up briefly in the south tomorrow and might even get some 70-degree readings from Kansas to parts of the Ohio River. Otherwise, everybody else will just see a little bit of warming. And we'll cool down a bit again during midweek, and the warmest weather will probably show up. And late next week and the following weekend, we'll finally get into 60s and 70s, pretty generally across the region with some 80s in the west. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.